And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And you're listening to the YouBeauty.com segment, YouBeauty.com segment. I said that twice, of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Arthur, there was a great study out this week that showed patients who had facial, I guess it would be plastic surgery, and I don't know another word to term it, because there were a different variety of surgery, had a decrease or a change in their perception, in others' perception of their age. How was the study done? What did they find?
Well, Mike, you know, I've been doing cosmetic surgery for, 26 years now, and cosmetic surgery is so popular. In fact, last year, something like 15 million cosmetic surgical procedures done in the United States, you know, both the non-invasive ones, which means you're just jabbed with a needle, and the invasive ones, which means you're jabbed with a knife, right? So those procedures are done, and if you multiply each of those 15 million procedures by anywhere, maybe let's average about $3,000 each one, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. So you really want to know that your cosmetic procedures work, right?
Absolutely.
I would think you would, Mike.
If it didn't work, you wouldn't, if it didn't work, you wouldn't want to get it.
That's right. And you wouldn't want to spend the money,
is there
and
a
you
lot
would
of
not
money,
take
not,
the risk.
Yeah, not only is there a lot of money, but there's suffering and recovery time and pain and hardship, if you will, and looking like a muskrat or whatever it is.
You make it sound so bad.
Well, you know, you do
you
go
make
through
it sound
a,
terrible. My patients enjoy the surgery, Mike. I don't know about you.
Well, you must be giving them good drugs.
That's right. We just sedate my patients for a few weeks after. No. Seriously, though, Mike. There was a study that was done, and it was a single doctor study. All right, so we have to remember, one doctor did this study. He took 49 patients, and before and after photographs were taken, before and after their surgical procedures, things like facelifts. And then he had 50 people look at those each of those pictures after surgery. So these are people that did not know the patients. That's how he did it. And he asked those observers to guess the age of the person, okay, before and after. So here's what happened. Indeed, the average person looked about 3 years younger.
Younger to the
so
people who were blinded
it?
And shown the pictures in randomized
That's right.
fashion.
That's
I would
right.
have wanted to look
but,
about 10
but then,
years younger if I had undergone that type of surgery. Wouldn't you?
You're darn right you would. You know, although I always tell my patients, Mike, you're not really going to look younger. You're going to look better. So here's the second half of the study. They asked the observers, do they look better? And they said no. They didn't look better. There was no difference in the attractiveness of these people before and after surgery. So, you know, this got a lot of press this week, but I'm here to tell you, Mike, that this is a bogus study. It is a bogus study. Nothing can be learned from this study. And the reason was, it's one doctor. That doctor may not have been so good. He may just have been a good scientist and published his work. But the art of cosmetic surgery is different from the science of medicine, Mike. And it really is an art. And there are enormous differences between the capabilities of one artist and another artist, just like there are in the art world, paintings and sculptures and music and things like that. And when we try and look at one guy's results and interpret a study like this that says they only look 3 years younger and they don't look any better, I just say, I want a different surgeon. Sorry. I'd want a better surgeon, because I can tell you, I've been in practice a long time, and if I had that kind of practice where my patients said they didn't look any better afterwards, I'd be doing hand surgery, not cosmetic surgery. Sorry.
Well, wait a second. have you done a similar study with your patients?
I have not done a scientific study like that, Mike, but I face my patients every single day, and I know who's happy and who's not happy, and I know who will tell me. My patients are very honest with me, and they'll say, if I do, let's say I do a facelift, and there's a little residual jowl afterwards, patients will tell me. They'll say, you know, generally I look better, but I've got this jowl here. I'm not so thrilled. They'll tell me that. We'll have to do something else to make it look better. So I think most surgeons who have an open relationship with their patients and an honest relationship have a very good finger on the pulse of their patient's happiness. So no, the answer is I haven't done the scientific study, but I can tell you that the average plastic surgeon out there doesn't have results like this. And this is the one that's getting the press, unfortunately.
So you think the average plastic surgeon, the typical plastic surgeon, has results that are better than this guy's?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I've been around a long time, I'm telling you. And I am on the faculty of two different medical schools. I attend the conferences at two different medical schools. I look at the results of other doctors. I read the journals. And this is not typical, Mike. Sorry to say, actually good to say, the popularity of cosmetic surgery is because it is a good procedure, a good series of procedures. Doctors who are board certified in cosmetic surgery and plastic surgery are generally pretty darn good doctors. They're the cream of the crop, the smartest ones in their class, the guys that have gone into this field and are good at what they do. You know, plastic surgery is a great field. So I read an article like this, and it disturbs me because it is not reflective of cosmetic surgery in the United States.
Huh. Okay.
Sorry.
No, I it was just an interesting study because I thought 3 years younger, well, I would want more, but I thought at least it showed something positive. Because remember, it takes into account this, although this is one study, if it takes into account some of those things that aren't, if you look at 3 years younger, aren't, as good procedures, such as, what's it called, life, whatever it is, the lifestyle lift or whatever it is. And I was saying, if you put all of those things together, some of those don't get any benefit, and others are real procedures, that this would be what the average person who underwent plastic surgery, and you've got to, what it brings up is you need to do some research. You need to ask, when if you're going to have a plastic procedure, by all means, have at least three or four other doctors and talk to some of the patients, talk to some of the docs, to other doctors, but talk to some of the patients or at least see the results so that you know who you're going to and what results. Is there anything else you'd say about this? How to select
Mike,
a doctor?
I would bet. I'll go back to that in a second. But I would bet if you had a carnival age guesser, they would probably give better results than the average person because they know what to look for. An average person gets a jowl, for instance, at between 50 and 54 years old. That's when the jowl appears. So if someone's trained to look at that and they don't see a jowl, they'll guess younger at the age. But anyway, in terms of choosing that doctor, yes, there are appropriate doctors that are trained in plastic surgery. And unfortunately, mine is a field where anyone with an MD after their name can claim that they're a cosmetic surgeon. So we've got very little time, but basically, you want your plastic surgeon to be certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery. That's the board. That's the real board. American Board of Plastic Surgery. If it's anything else, you're not getting a real plastic surgeon.
When we come back, we're going to talk about what else you should do for your moles other than sunblock. Is there something better? And what I should do, I've got this big mole on my leg, Arthur. It's not bigger than a eraser point of a pencil, but it's getting to be, it looks at least, the size of an eraser point. This is Dr. Mike Roizen, not a point that is the size of an eraser on a pencil. This is Dr. Mike, you, the owner's manual. We'll be right back.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.